You know, we win or lose in life in moments. The battles are in the moments of our life. They're not in the weeks or even the years. They're really the culmination or the final sum of all of those moments that we face. Hey, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. I want to welcome you to Intentional Living. And today, as we pull from the archives this program, we've done it intentionally because when we talk about the power of one thing, I've written a whole book on this. But when we think about one thing, in fact, I wear a wristband every day that says one thing. It's not just having one thing for the day, you know, I'm working on this during the day. That's part of it. But even more so, to recognize that life is won or lost in moments. Moments. If your one thing, for instance, today is to say, today I want to communicate better and be less critical with my spouse or with my children, you're going to have moments that you're going to have to make that decision. There'll be many times today, maybe dozens of times, where in that moment, that's when the battle's either going to be won or lost. And that's why this topic on the power of one thing is so important. I'll tell you what, we're going to open the phone lines right now, and I'd love to hear your comments. How has the power of one thing or focusing on one thing in the moment made a difference in your life? Share with us. Tell us what that's like for you and share it on our comment line. All you have to do is call 888-888-1717. And I hope you'll just give us the next 23-24 minutes, because as they unfold, you're going to find out that, you know, life, again, is not about what we're going to do yesterday, tomorrow, or a week from now, but what we're going to do in the next moments of interaction with those that we love. The power of one thing for your life can change your life.
Hi, Dr. Randy. This is Candy, and I just wanted to let you know that I have been doing intentional one thing when I decided that I was going to be sexually pure after my divorce, and that's been 10 years ago, and I've been very successful. But that one thing led to another one thing, which was to be intentional about not doing drugs, and that was good. And then that led to another one thing, which is church attendance, and one thing is the way to go. Thanks, Dr. Randy. Love your show. Bye-bye.
You got a whole bunch of things there. You should write the book called The Bunch of Things, because, you know, it does begin with one thing. It does. Listen, just think about it. I mean, just get real practical for a moment. Look at your marriage. Maybe it just isn't what you want it to be. Just think, what one thing for the next 30 days could make a big difference. Look at your finances. One thing. This isn't complicated. We don't need more information. We need execution, follow through. And one thing is a good way of starting. Let's hear what folks are doing around the country here. Mark first in Michigan. Mark, welcome to Intentional Living.
Thank you.
What's been your one thing, man?
Well, after 46 years of smoking every day, I put them down and didn't pick them back up again, and that was 9 months ago.
Terrific. How you been doing?
Good. I didn't take any drugs or have any therapies or hypnosis or nothing. I just made up my mind that the Holy Spirit occupied his body, and it wasn't fair to beat up on his body so bad.
What difference has it made for you?
Well, obviously there's a monetary difference, but...
How much have you saved in 9 months, do you think?
Well, I smoke two packs a day, so better than $10 a day.
$10 a day, that's $300 a month.
$3,650 a year.
Wow, so you've saved about $3,000. What are you going to do with all that money?
Well, I really haven't noticed it. My candy bars, I don't know. No, I actually didn't substitute it with anything else. I've been very fortunate. It's a tough road, naturally. It is for everybody that tries to quit smoking. And I did it once before for a couple of years and restarted again. I'm not going to do that again this time.
Good for you. How does that make you feel? What do you feel about yourself and that decision and doing that?
Well, that was one of the most feared things in my life. But I knew I was going to have to quit smoking someday. I mean, you've got to draw a line at some point in time or another. And I was afraid to even begin that challenge because I was afraid of failure. But I haven't failed, and I have no intentions to. I feel good about it, better about it every day.
All right. Take a big, deep breath for me. There you go. It's working. Keep those lungs a-working, Mark. Thanks for your call, man. And stay off that stuff. Good for you. Hey, Angie is in Michigan as well. Angie, welcome.
Hi.
How you doing?
I am doing very well. How are you? Good, good. We're talking one thing. What's your one thing?
Well, I'm a nurse. I'm a 43-year-old nurse. I'm divorced, and I have decided, I live in Michigan. I live mm-hmm. about 3 hours north of Grand Rapids, and I have decided to go to Cornerstone to get my bachelor's in ministry leadership. From Good. There, I'm going to go to Moody Theological Seminary in Plymouth to get my master's in counseling, specializing in addiction. And everything I do now in my life, now that I've been called to this, is to try to make myself worthy of serving these broken people and glorifying God.
Good for you. What was the motivation? What kicked you into gear on this thing, Angie?
Well, you know, I was working at a nursing home, and my boss was a Wicca, and there was a lot of spiritual warfare, and she ran me out of there. And for 3 months, I was out of work, and I kept asking God, why did you let her win? What is happening here? And then one day, I just shut up and listened.
And God told you this is the thing to do. Go at it.
Go for it. Go for it.
Well, congratulations. Listen, every journey, I think someone said, begins with a first step. And I was reading just yesterday on procrastination, and the research is very clear, all the secular research, the best way to overcome procrastination is to do something, to start, the first step. Making the decision, then acting on that decision intentionally, a little bit every day, over a period of time, changes your life. And you're doing it for a great cause. You're doing it for the right reasons. And we wish you the best as you go back to school. You ready to get started?
I did. I made my first step. I went down to Grand Rapids, and I looked for a nursing job. And you would not believe how honored I am that I am going to be taking care of 405 American veterans. I am going to be serving them. That's the job I got. And everything is just falling into place.
God bless you. Thank you for your service, and we wish you the best. Keep us in touch as you grow through this experience, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right. Listen, you think you're 43. You're thinking you're only 33. What are you going to do? I went back to school at 33, Angie at 43. What are you doing? You know, I spent a day with Colonel Sanders when I was a young teenager, and he didn't get started until he was 65. And look what he's done. He's filled us with chicken. I'll tell you, listen, it's a matter of what is it that God's leading you that needs to be done that'll honor him, that'll bring pleasure to him. That's the goal. 888-888-1717 is your contact number. Tell us your one thing.
Yes, Dr. Randy. My name is Gerald. I'm calling from St. Louis. My intentional thing that I'm trying to do is to get out of my way and my wife's way, because it's not my call. It's got to be the Lord's call.
Hello, Randy. I've been listening to your show a long time. In your discussion about intentional living, how long does it take to do the one right thing? If you're driving a car, sometimes it has to be fast. Other times it has to be steady to make sure you are going to make the right decision when it comes.
Hi, my name is Sarah. I want to tell you how I am being intentional, and not just for today, but I'm trying to make it a life switch. I have a son who is going to be a teenager. I'm being intentional because I'm listening more, and I am answering the questions on his level. And I am trying to be a better parent every single day.
And that's it. Every day. It's every day. And if you fail today, hey, pick yourself up. Keep going. You know, there are steps to discouragement. I write about them in The Power of One Thing. Page 15, I go through the 7 steps to discouragement. You ready? Number 1, we all recognize we need to change. Something's got to change. And you come to that conclusion. You got to change your eating habits, your financial habits, your thinking, whatever. The second step is moving from need to I want to change. I want to change. Okay, not only do I need to, but I decide I want to. Number 3 is I commit to change. Number 4 is I try to change. Number 5 is I meet resistance to change. Number 6 is I stop changing and go back to what I was doing before. which leads to number 7, I feel discouraged because I didn't change and my commitment is gone until I start the cycle all over again. And that's why pushing through, listen, this is what we tell you to do. We believe in this. Take a small chunk, one thing that makes sense. Don't try to eat, as they say, the whole enchilada. That's what we do in Tucson. The enchilada. Don't eat the whole enchilada at once. Just take a small bite. And true, that's true in life as well. Sometimes getting started with some small victories, small wins, small senses of success and experiences of success will make a difference in your life. Maria, welcome.
Hi.
How are you today?
Pretty good, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your one thing?
Well, I recently purchased a bicycle, and I'm really looking forward to riding my bike to work. And I'm also looking forward to riding more often with my husband when he purchases himself a bike.
Good. And have you been riding before, or this is just the first, this is a brand new experience?
I can't remember the last time I rode a bike.
Okay.
So I've only ridden my bike to work once so far, because then I got a flat tire, but it's all ready to go, and maybe my Monday I'll start doing that again.
You know, I bought a bike a few years ago, and I rode it very diligently and intentionally, and it helped a lot. Then I moved over to walking, and we walk virtually every day now, but getting that physical exercise, maybe you're in a climate you can't ride a bike right now, finding a treadmill or walking around the mall or doing something, but being intentional about whatever it is. So good for you. Be safe out there and wear a helmet, okay?
Yes, definitely.
All right, because it can be dangerous as well. Okay, Angela, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Appreciate your call. Good. Appreciate your call. What's your one thing, Angela?
Being honest.
Has that been a problem up to now?
Yes, it has. I was on drugs on and off for 11 years.
Mm.
28 years old. I got 2 kids. I just recently got in and out of rehab. I relapsed once, and I figured out why. And that
why?
Was mainly because I wasn't telling the truth. I wasn't being honest with myself. I wasn't dedicating myself to being a better person.
Yeah, one of the laws of intentional living, in fact, the first one, is taking 100% responsibility for ourselves, being honest, because ultimately we only kid ourselves,
yeah,
don't we?
I was too busy dwelling on what others had done to me, but I didn't look at myself.
Good for you. Do you have some accountability in this journey?
Oh, yes.
Good.
Everybody does. You know what I mean? None of us are perfect.
No, and that's, but in some of our cases, in all of our cases, when we have accountability groups, someone we can be accountable to, it can be a big, big help to us. We'll be praying for you, Angela, and thank you for sharing your story, and stay at it. Truth every day, living in truth. That's a first step in living intentionally.
Oh, yeah, it's opened my heart up a lot more.
God bless you. We wish for you only the very best, and hope for and be praying for you, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, the power of one thing, it can make a difference in your life as it has for so many others. If you'd like to read more about the 9 areas that we focus on with the power of one thing, our thinking, our emotions, our relationships, friendships, and so on, it's in the book, The Power of One Thing, available here at Intentional Living when you go to theintentionallife.com. Now the solution, because intentional living is about solutions, right? Here's the solution that we have in our life today as a result of what happened in the garden. It's to confess to Christ and have confidence in Christ. These are the two most important ingredients to dealing with shame and guilt in our life. You know, that comes from the story that we see in Genesis chapter 3, after the fall of Adam and Eve from this perfect state. Can you imagine being in a perfect state in the Garden of Eden and like Humpty Dumpty falling off the wall into a million pieces? What's the first thing they did? They covered themselves. And then they hid from God as though he didn't know where they were. That really is an indication of shame and guilt, which really are two different things. As I teach in the lesson this month, shame is something that happens inside of us. You know, it's kind of how I feel, so I hide out. Where guilt is my feelings toward you, I've done something wrong. And they felt both. They knew that something was wrong. Something had changed in their life. And they felt pretty awful, I'm sure, about having to talk to God, knowing what they did. And, you know, that sort of has been a problem of humanity ever since. And as you heard me say, we talk about confidence and confession. Those are the two things for dealing with shame and guilt in your life. And the lesson this particular month is on this topic of these three things, pain, shame, and blame that go on as a result of the fall. And it's a very encouraging lesson. I'm very, very excited about it. Members, watch for it. It's coming your way here during this month. It'll automatically, probably there now, electronically, it comes by email to you, video and audio. I hope you'll enjoy it. Share it with others. And new members, those of you coming to be a part of this journey with us as part of the Intentional Living community, we want to send it to you as well. Plus, we have a beautiful brand new flip book of over 50 intentional moments. You can put it up on your desk just like I have it on my desk right here next to me. And every day, flip it over with another encouragement. It's our gift to you. Come and join us. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Talk a little bit about your marriage. How long have you been married? How'd you meet?
16 years this year, actually. And so my wife was the marketing director for the record label that we signed with in Nashville. And so I got to know her.
Now you get free marketing?
Yeah, absolutely, right? That's our... You know, she's so amazing. I thought she was the prettiest girl that I'd ever seen, you know? And I instantly knew, because of my insecurity, I didn't have a shot with her at all, right? And it was so neat how we got to work together. I even kind of put out the feeler, like, would you ever date a Christian artist? And she answered, no, I would never date a Christian artist, you know? But the Lord allowed her to see my heart, and the Lord allowed her to see who I really am, even beyond the way that I look or the way that I feel about myself or any of those things. And God's grace, man, brought her into my life. I've been married 16 years. I'm telling you, it just keeps getting better and better every year.
Hey, that's Big Daddy Weave, and he and his wife will be with my wife Donna and I, along with Evan and Kelly Carlson, on the 2022 cruise to Alaska coming up June 12 through 19. A breath of fresh air by June. That's what we're praying for. It's going to be a great week of worship and praise, being with other people of like faith and community, eating together, worshiping together, and you can spend as much time as you want alone on the ship, or, of course, seeing all the spots that we stop at during our tour. So if you don't have your cabin yet, this would make a great anniversary gift, or for your family, or for you as an individual to bring a friend. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com, and all the information is there for you, where you can register and get signed up for it, okay? Again, go to theintentionallife.com. Get a cabin for the Intentional Living Cruise. We want to see you there come June 12th. Do it today, theintentionallife.com.
My one thing is to change my thinking, change my negative thoughts to positive thoughts, because I realize that my thought pattern is very negative.
Yvette's intentional one thing is changing her outlook on life.
I was very unhappy. Financial things would make me unhappy. I'm a single mom. I'm divorced for over 12 years now, and I do desire to have a spouse, and so sometimes I get lonely, and all of that would make me get unhappy. I happened to hear Dr. Randy Carlson talk about intentional living, and that's what inspired me to say, you know, I can do this. I can change my thinking. So it's a daily process I'm winning. I find it's easier now that I'm paying attention, and it's easy to change my outlook, and I'm much happier, more filled with joy because of that.
One thing you can do to lift your emotional outlook is to set your mind on things that are positive instead of negative. Take the Intentional One Thing Challenge and discover the one thing you can do to begin living intentionally. Visit theintentionallife.com/one thing.
Welcome back to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy.
Okay, thank you, Kurt. Appreciate it, my friend. Intentional Living Center is a place that we dedicate to the Lord every day, where we research, we read, we study, we pray, we encourage, we send out messages around the world online. Our social network center is here. Our online teaching center is here. Our video center, our broadcast center. Everything that Intentional Living does emanates from this location. Many of you have come and paid us a visit. We get a chance to come to you through seminars, conferences, books, small groups. We love you guys. We want the best for you. And thanks for allowing us to be a part of your life. If you're just sort of new to this whole Intentional Living message and what does this mean and who are these people and are they legit and what's happening, look us up here at theintentionallife.com online. We've got one basic premise here. This is not a new religion. This is not a new philosophy. It's just taking what the Bible teaches now to figure out what pleases Christ and do it, Ephesians 5:10, and actually do it. Live it out. That's intentional living. That's the way we live. We live intentionally in Christ. And if that intrigues you, you think, hey, that makes sense, come and listen to some of our broadcasts. They're all there for you. Blogs, newsletters, lots of help. TheIntentionalLife.com, okay? And if you have a story to share, come and tell us, 888-888-1717. All right, people lining up that want to talk. Let's hear from Rick next in Georgia. Rick, welcome to the program.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Doing well, my friend. What's your one thing?
My one thing is reading of God's Word. You know, you was talking a while ago about having ADHD, about focusing on one thing. Well, back in the 60s, we used to call that spaced out, but praise God, I was able, He has led me to finally start studying His Word a few years ago. A pastor shared the scripture with me about let God give you wisdom of His Word, and ask His Lord to give you that wisdom and that searching of His Word. And that's what He had done for me. I started just reading verses at first in the Word, and then I started reading chapters, and then I just started reading, going back and forth and searching the scriptures in the Old and New Testament. And one intention just kept leading to the other, and then eventually He led me where I could start leading Bible studies and, you know, and just things, studying in His Word. And I never thought there's no way I could be still long enough to even, you know, as a remote control and TV man for all these years, I never did do hardly no reason. But glory be to God that through His Word, I've been able to sit still, study, and feel God's Spirit just overwhelming with His Word. And it's been a joyful thing, His Word, in my life now.
Rick, you're breaking up a little bit. I think it's hard probably for people to hear. Let me, for those who missed it, he said he started with one verse, and he started with a chapter reading, and then it was a whole book, and now sharing the Word, and it says here now going to seminary. You know, listen, one thing, the power of one thing. It's the power of taking the next step. Okay, Rick, sorry about that. I know there's probably more to share, but the phone was a little noisy. Let's go to Stacy. Welcome, Stacy.
Welcome. Hi.
Appreciate your call. What's your one thing?
My one thing is I pray every day, and I have a 6-month-old son who has truly changed my life. I'm a recovering addict, and so my one thing is to incorporate prayer with him in the morning when I get him ready, and at night when he has his night bottle, we pray.
Good for you. You know what? Those are the little things, and it's a big thing to pray, obviously, but doing it consistently over an extended period of time, Stacy, you're building a habit that'll make a difference in the life of your child spiritually and relationally and in your life as well.
Absolutely.
And
it was a part-time Christian for so many years and an addict for 21 years, and
wow.
Now that I have this chance to be who God's intended me to be, I really want to show my son just all that God has to offer us. And I know that by leading by example, it's the best way to guide him to a much better life than I started out as.
Good for you. You got all the pieces now. You know the direction. Trusting God, stay at it. We'll be praying for you. Be intentional. Michelle, New Mexico, welcome to the program.
Hello.
What's your one thing, Michelle?
Well, my one thing is Reminding myself of God's promise and to not to spiral in despair. I've had a lot of deaths in my family just recently. My father passed away a week ago. I just buried him Tuesday. My husband passed away 9 months earlier. And my brother's in jail. And my mom has severe dementia and severe arthritis. She is very ill. So I'm trusting in God's promises that he's providing for me and taking care of me, and not to go there where I start, my mind starts running in like a squirrel cage, you know.
Oh, boy, do I know. I can personally attest to the fact that it's easy for our thinking to slip into that mode. Mine does. I think any of ours can, some more than others. And I encourage you, Michelle, because you've got it. You've figured it out. When the scripture says to us, take captive every thought out of obedience to Christ, it's a reminder that it begins with our thinking. Taking control of our thinking, focusing, as it says in Philippians 4:8, on the things that are good and admirable and praiseworthy. It doesn't mean we deny and we don't feel the hurt. We do. But it's when we linger there for extended periods of time and allow us to get stuck there that we do ourselves damage. Thank you, Michelle, and for all who've called to share today.
Your ministry has helped me a lot, just taking one thing at a time, and being intentional about it.
I intend to help post-abortive women heal.
I've made different choices intentionally. God has just changed my heart, and that's why I feel just so happy and thankful and satisfied and at peace.
I appreciate your show every day. I listen to it on my way home from work, and I thank God for you in my life, that you can help me to better understand what my intention is for living for God. Thank you. Bye.
You know, those are some of the testimonies we receive. We get so many stories. We love your stories. In fact, if you take a few minutes and just call us and tell us, how has this message of intentional living impacted you as you've applied it to your life? In what way? Tell us so we can share with others. Just call us at 888-888-1717. That's 888-888-1717. Today, the power of one thing. I hope the message came through. You know, by doing the next right one thing in the moments of life, will determine what comes of your life. You know, life is really won or lost in these moments, and I hope today has been helpful. Again, share your story, 888-888-1717. Thanks to those of you who are praying for us and our community of supporters. We need you. Thank you for standing with us. Thank you for continuing with the ministry. I'm going to be back tomorrow. We've got a great show. We're going to talk about relationship advantage. What's the power of relationship? Why is it so important? What matters about relationships? And we're going to be answering questions with my friend, Dr. Todd Linneman. He's an expert in this field, very practical half hour. See you then for Intentional Living.